Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. As usual, the conversations in studio are pretty wild.
Why do you have to start off laughing about that? This is serious stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. I mean, we're just getting warmed up off the air.
And who are you, Mr. Warmed Up?
Gary Baker here.
And who's sitting next to Mr. Warm Up?
Someone trying to fiddle around with their headphones, trying to get them work. This is Ed Rudell.
That's very nice. I guess this is Cal Carson. I'll give you back to the old geezer who's known as
Foster Brown.
Who's laughing at us.
You know,
what I was chuckling about was some of the comments about connectivity, et cetera, you know, that we go through and how we connect. We've been talking about Gary, we're going to be talking about LinkedIn.
That's right.
And the Microsoft purchase in just a moment. But I just came back from spending just 4 days up in Gladwin and having a wonderful time up there.
And I saw that you kept saying, I think I can connect. I think I can connect.
Yeah. Actually, my son-in-law and daughter have got a wonderful connection up there. And one of the problems I found now is that they do have a great connection. So I can't escape from business. I was editing things. I was posting things for work. Wouldn't have been possible in the past.
Let me just throw a concept thing out here at you. Were you on vacation?
Yeah. Allegedly.
So why didn't you unplug?
Well, because I had some things that had to be done.
Yeah. So then you weren't on vacation.
Well, you're right. You are, because you're in a different place.
But he's right. He's right. One of the problems with vacation is we don't really unplug.
Is that a problem?
Yes.
Why? What if you don't want to unplug?
Well, no, that's something else. That's something else.
If you take work with you.
Why would you presume that someone has to do it your way to take vacation?
Wow.
These are all different kinds of vacation.
I never looked at the twists like that, but I will say this. There is a time and place for everything.
And we all have a different opinion of what that is.
Oh, dear.
Fine. This is Gary over here.
And
Gary's going to be this way.
My father said everyone is entitled to their own opinion, no matter how wrong it is. And talk about unplugged. So, Justin finished lacrosse season.
Your son. Yes.
And the Detroit Catholic Central, and they lost for the third time in a row to Brother Rice. Congratulations to Brother Rice. This is as close as they've come in a long time.
All right.
They lost 8-10.
Okay.
So, we were talking to Tom and Jennifer Gaines, and they go up to Copper Harbor in the summertime.
Very
with their
tip
fifth
of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Yep, with their fifth wheel. And they were talking about it's so great because they can't get connectivity up there. Well, guess what? We just had Charlie Hopper. And they were talking about, they go over to Isle Royale on the Isle Royale Queen from Copper Harbor. And it was great because you couldn't get connectivity. I go, last Saturday.
That's right.
So
Charlie Hopper, 100 megabit connection.
I'm not saying I don't want connectivity. I want it. But I want to be able to turn it off and turn it on.
But you should do that without taking a vacation.
Right.
I will say that. Let me just add another little funny wrinkle to this thing. We were in a little restaurant called, I think it's the Pepper Mill in downtown Gladwin. Really nice. Mm-hmm. All the locals are in there.
I saw
the post. Okay. I suddenly realized, I looked around the restaurant, I was the only person on my phone. And then I thought back, Ed, to Royal Oak, where you have spend some time growing. And that would be the exact opposite. There would be almost no one who was off their phone. Everybody would be on their phone, regardless of the age.
But were you the youngest in the restaurant at the time?
Close. I was close to the median age, I think.
My God, that restaurant must have been in a pyramid.
Just about. Well, the truth of the matter is up there in Gladwin and in a lot of those other communities, the elderly are primarily the ones up there right now because business, the young have taken off for places for jobs, et cetera, and there isn't much. And it was really sad in some ways to see all the places that had closed down. But one of the things that my daughter said, and it'll be interesting to see if it changes, and Ed, I've got to check this out. I think that one of the high-speed connectivity they have is because fiber actually was able to be delivered to their cabin up there east of Gladwin, which is really significant because that means, I think, that the one big hurdle for getting development up there in terms of people working from home. And I remember 3 years ago, I was sitting having coffee up there and a guy sat down next to me He was on vacation. He said, you know, I'd love to move here and do my business from here, but they just don't have the connectivity for me to do that. And he had a business that happened to be an online business that required ordering, et cetera. And I think that that could be a huge difference. I know Merit was putting a line through, I think they were help, or Michigan Connectivity. I'm forgetting the group that we dealt with.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we had someone that was talking about the M33 corridor.
That's right.
And then the Michigan Broadband Authority.
That's right.
Yep, yep.
And the big push on their part was to put a fiber backbone up the state.
All the way through.
Underneath the bridge and get it up there.
You know, it's the perfect combination, you know, older people, fiber. It's perfect.
So, you know, so a lot of times connectivity is really good when you take vacation. This wasn't really a vacation, but my niece and nephew-in-law, he had to give a speech over in Europe, mm-hmm. and she has two little kids, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law said, hey, we'll take them. Go ahead. Go. You know, she could take a vacation going with her husband who had to work a little bit, but they could both take some vacation, and grandma and grandpa got to take care of the kids. Well, guess what? They were FaceTiming back and forth every day.
I know.
Right? And this allowed them to feel okay leaving a two-year-old and a six-month-old. Well, right?
It's not quite a two-year-old that my daughter left, but my daughter FaceTimed me almost every day up there. Yeah. It was kind of funny because I don't get FaceTime other times at all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Gary, we're going to talk a little bit about this Microsoft LinkedIn acquisition, and we'll talk with Cal about Apple's big show.